The Al-Qaeda terror group promises more strikes against the United States and Israel and says it will widen the war against what it calls the Christian-Jewish alliance. The group also claims responsibility for attacks last month in Kenya that claimed 13 victims. An audio statement carried on an Islamist website was broadcast on Qatar's Al Jazeera television channel Sunday and claimed responsibility for the November 28th car bomb blast at a hotel in Mombasa that killed 10 Kenyans and 3 Israelis. The statement also claimed responsibility for a failed missile attack on an Israeli airliner taking off from a nearby airport in Kenya. Israel had named Al-Qaeda as the prime suspect in the attacks. The man speaking on the audio internet message identified himself as Suleiman Abu Ghaith, a spokesman for Osama bin Laden's terror group. The statement promises more lethal attacks against the United States and Israel. The statement, in part, says the Christian-Jewish alliance will not be safe from attacks by the Mujahideen or Muslim warriors, and adds that the next phase of attacks will be bigger and more lethal and will occur on land, sea, and in the air. Mr. Ghaith proclaimed himself an Al-Qaeda spokesman following the September 11th terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. His whereabouts and those of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden are unknown. The statement noted that Al-Qaeda does not usually claim responsibility for attacks, but would do so according to what it calls relevant circumstances.